Erie Canal Theater presents Laugh-ageddon, episode 6.
That attacks fence posts. Also, there's some shots of Gordon Lightfoot behind the dumpster at the casino. Listed here is no cigar or chewing tobacco. The film starts at 8 p.m. sharp, followed by questions and answers session. Our third event is bingo. This happens every Sunday over at the Wrapping It Up Senior Center.
I can't remember the last time someone ordered a 36-inch double-wide sub with all the trimmings, including the four cheeses and the Italian dressing. But boy, they're going to be happy this morning. Gee, it's still only 8:37 a.m., and I've already got the big delivery for the day.
Hey, kid.
Whoa, whoa! Who's that over there in the bushes?
Say, quite a big submarine you got.
Yes, the people in this two-story walk-up condo beachfront property ordered it.
Yeah, tell me about it. These people must be rolling in it to order such a giant sub at this early in the morning.
Danny's Super Submarine Shop will come through. Atlantic City knows how to do a submarine sandwich.
Say, kid, you got a light?
I'm too young to smoke. That's my brains.
Take that, New Jersey kid. Now all I have to do is take your uniform and your stupid hat and your sub sandwich. The double wide. Just enough to fit my submachine gun. Tuck it under the lettuce and tomato. Wrap it up in that stupid trifold corner. I never worked in food service. There we go.
Hello, sir.
Hi, hello, Downtown First?
Yes.
Delivery.
Jimmy?
No. I'm just Steven.
Jimmy Stitch!
Steven, your average delivery boy.
Yeah,
as, like, every day.
Right. Get in my foyer, you old so-and-so.
Oh,
look at that.
I guess you found me out, Dom.
You're in my foyer.
It's a really lovely second-story walk-up
condo. You're standing
condo.
On marble.
Is that, like, Italian marble, or is that some kind of Sears marble?
Hell if I know, Jimmy. Come on, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right there,
yeah.
Dom.
Would you just give up? Huh? Is that it? You just delivering submarines now out in Atlantic
no,
City?
No,
what
I'm not giving
up.
It's just a little gig on the side. See the name tag? This is Steven's uniform.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Good to finally run into you again under this pretense of
this
sub sandwiches.
This is incredible, Jimmy. I'll tell you what. You know, get this. I was with the wife and kids at Lucy's a couple weeks ago, signing our divorce papers. Who comes out on stage? Jimmy Stitchwitz. Saw your whole act, Jim.
You liked it?
Loved it.
Wow.
The milk thing. Holy smokes.
Really?
I'll tell you what. The next morning, opened the fridge, saw milk, laughed my ass off for like 35 minutes, Jim.
And I'll bet you haven't been able to drink milk since.
No, I can still. I love it.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
It's incredible. I mean, not compared to the crap that I do, you know. I mean, Jimmy, you're one of the smartest, funniest guys I've ever known, you know. And I've always respected you when we came up together. You know, you always had a wonderful work ethic. You know, most people have said, you know, stop doing the milk thing. And you kept doing it. And you kept doing it. And you kept doing it. And I'll tell you what, you won me over. Come on, let's go put the sub down. I'll take you for a quick house tour.
Sure, you and me and the sub will all tour the house.
Let's see. This is a room over here. What is this? Don't mind these ladies here. Just step over their clothes.
Is she all right? Is she dead?
Oh, no. She's not dead.
Sleeping.
Yes, lots of sex and drugs and alcohol.
Oh, my, I see.
Would you like some cocaine?
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
I'm working.
So?
Gotta drive.
Work on this cocaine.
I got heavy machinery. That's pretty clever, Dom.
Oh, heavy machinery?
What would they say at Laugh a Minute if they knew about...
When they call it a submarine, it's not really a heavy machinery. It's not a real submarine.
Well, it's a powerful...
Don't quit your day job, Jim. Let's move on to the next room. This is a bathroom. Don't go in there. Woo! You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. I do know what you're saying.
Nautical-themed wallpaper.
What? It looks real expensive. Designer.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Ever hear of a timeshare?
No.
You probably haven't, because you can't afford one. Myself and 14 other people own this place.
I just see the three other naked women.
Well, they're just guests of mine right now.
Oh.
See what happens, Jim.
What happens?
4 weeks out of the year, I get to have this place to myself. Can you believe it?
Don, aren't you hungry? I mean, don't you want a rich, full mouthful, a big, toothy bite full of this tasty submarine sandwich?
You had me at... Do you want a sandwich?
That's right. Let's eat.
Let us eat. Let's go to the kitchen. Watch out for mice. Look at that. That's a bear rug. You know, Jimmy.
What's that, Tom?
I think we should work together.
Work together?
You and I like old times.
Oh.
What do you think?
The past is the past, Tom.
Hey, put
you gotta move on.
Wait, let me move some of this.
Gotta move on.
Cocaine.
Don't blow that stuff around.
Well, I got plenty of it. Don't worry. You know, Jim, all this stuff, this sharp knife here, this marble countertop, this frying pan here, all these stupid frying pans.
You've got a copper pans aplenty.
This microwave. It doesn't matter, Jim. You know what matters?
What matters?
Friends and family.
That's all we have.
And your pet.
That's a sort of a friend.
If you have one. Jimmy, I said get the sub out. I didn't say have your way with it. Get your hand out of its skirt. You know what I'm saying? Why is your hand sliding into my sandwich?
Well, Dom, I'm reaching into
that's
your...
That's the doorbell. Hold on.
I need to fix the wrapper.
Come in.
Hey, I'm here from Danny's Super Sub, and I was delivering this 36-inch double-wide Super Sub to the second-floor beachfront condominium timeshare walk-up, and somebody hit me on the head and threw me in the bushes. Forget about it.
And where is your shirt?
That guy's got it.
Submachine gun! Another one dead, bulleted to shreds. Don Tonfers, check! That's the last one on the list! A final domino has fallen. At last that metaphor has come all the way around, and now we're done with it. We're done with Don Tonfers. And now just gotta take care of these sleeping hookers. Submachine gun!
Whoa! Just a second, Jimbo, let me get the suit off.
You were wearing a hooker suit?
Pretty sexy, right?
Detective!
I think you call me Cheetah.
Alright, Cheetah. What are you doing inside of a silicone hooker costume?
Well, surprise! I did this for your 20th kill.
How,
I thought it'd
you've
be.
You've just been
it's
laying
It's been about
there?
18 hours. I've been in this about 18 hours now. Yeah, I've done a lot of things that I don't really. I was too excited about your 20th kill, and I got a bit.
So you've come to congratulate me.
I did. Look.
Well,
I got hats.
Thanks.
I got hats.
Oh, I'll wear one.
Boom.
Hey, I'm gonna blow on that thing.
Careful.
It's a regular party in here.
You're right? Yeah. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
20 kills.
That's the whole list. Did you bring me a check, or do I have to go pick that up?
Let's go look at the.
Is there another list?
What? Yeah, my grocery list. You got time to stop by the
grocery
store?
Unless it's me shooting the groceries, then I'm not interested.
Let's go look at your 20th kill. Let's chop his head off and put it on the wall for you.
I don't know. That's a little too much.
It's like a diploma.
Let's just abandon that idea.
Jimmy, who is this shirtless boy? Who is this shirtless boy that is shot to hell?
I mean. He's the delivery,
Are you wearing his clothing?
He's a nobody.
Why do you...
This is a disguise.
A disguise?
This is my clever disguise.
It looks
disguise.
Like a part-time job for a friggin' high school kid.
Well, it was until he got involved in... Let's just say he went to the wrong condo.
Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy,
he walked up
sloppy.
To the second story of death.
On your 20th girl, Jimmy.
What do you mean?
The boss is not gonna like this, Jimmy. The boss?
The boss is never gonna hear about this, my friend.
Yeah, of course the boss is gonna hear about this. Why? What do you think, I'm gonna withhold information like this? That's my head. That is my head on the chopping block.
To tell the boss, my friend, because I've got a sandwich that would like to
say
hello.
Put it down, you Muggsy Bogues now, you Bugsy Siegel.
Yeah, no, I'm all of those guys.
Who are you?
I'm all of the guys who usually have machine guns.
You're not gonna do anything. You're not gonna help me with these bodies, and we can talk about.
Tell me one more time what I'm not gonna do.
We can break the news.
Tell me one more time. What I am not gonna do.
Remember when I told you to make good choices? This is not a good choice.
This is a very good choice.
It's not a good choice. You're not gonna do anything.
You're not gonna tell
Look,
anyone
I'm gonna
anything.
Put my hand over the barrel. You're gonna
put your hand over the barrel?
Just put it down.
You know what hands are good for? Getting bullets shot through them!
Oh, Jimmy, no!
You weren't even a real detective anyway. The hell's out there? What's going on out there? Who are all those people? You out there! Hey, stop! Hey! Get out of that van! What the hell's going on? This looked like cameras and tripods and like some kind of a news crew, a film crew, a camera crew. Oh God, they got me on tape. They've seen everything I've done. No loose ends! No loose ends! I'm gonna cut! No, I'm gonna tie up all the loose ends! Speed away!
Do you think he seen us?
I think he did. He's right there. He was in the window with
the
gun.
I dropped a bunch of XLR cables on the way.
Oh, it won't even matter. We're gonna clear so much cashola from this.
You won't sign a non-disclosure agreement for a job like this.
I'll sign all the non-disclosures I can get just to get more money.
Hold my hand.
Back at the WWFU building again. They made it sound like the whole thing was a fabrication. And they made it sound like I was a scapegoat or some kind of a pawn. A pawn, that's it. I'm a pawn in their big weird game of entertainment and their murdering game of me going around and shooting people and having them ground down by skateboarders and causing massive accidents of aerospace, making it look like that woman's cat had a disease so that then she died. There's only one person who's behind this. Just climb the ladder. Climb the ladder, Jimmy, all the way to the top, and you'll see the man. You'll see the man waiting up there. The man in his jungle. In his jungle with his expensive cats and his birds brought in from all over the world and those trees that smell like if you rubbed them on your skin, it would have a therapeutic effect. I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I'll need my camouflage makeup.
Dr. Prince is celebrating his 23rd year as director and president of the Pro Force Life and Life Starters, and will be giving an intense lecture on the meaning of inner leadership and the importance of staying in touch with your children. At the end of the seminar, Dr. Prince will pose for portraits and have a wine or beer with patrons at the bar, limited to 3 drinks. Please do not attempt to make reservations, and we assure you they know about this event. We just would like to keep it.
Ah, yes, just another relaxing day in the life of an entertainment magnate. Oh, you're an expensive parrot, aren't you? Ooh, you're so cute. You know, this sleeping cougar to my right, well, in the wild, you would be enemies. But look at you two. You're playful and love each other. It's so good to have them. Well, what's that noise? Oh, I guess it was nothing. Anyways, parrots and cougar, you're my favorite pets.
And you, Brentford, you're my favorite prey.
Oh, dear.
It's time to die, Brentford.
Oh, no.
I know what you've been up to.
And look, Jimmy, you understand that, all of this is, it's for the best, Jimmy. It will make you immortal.
All of this is for the best.
Yes.
If by this you mean my quickly dispatching you like an animal right here in
Jimmy,
your pathetic jungle tower.
Just give me a few moments, and let's sit down like gentlemen, and have a little whiskey sour, and
and have a chat.
Sure, hold the sour, and I'll be real gentle, I promise.
All right, then. I'll mix drinks with you holding this gun to my head, but understand this. You have the drop on me, Jimmy, and you can shoot me at any time.
That's right. I dropped right down from the top of that artificial coconut tree.
And it was very impressive. It's
you
very
barely
sneaky.
Even heard it.
No, I didn't hear it at all. It was a complete surprise.
You've created a monster, Brentford.
I am aware of that.
You've given me the skills that I need to creep up here through the service elevator and dispatch you.
So, Jimmy, here, take your drink. Now, you do understand that everything that you have done up until this point, everything that you've done, Jimmy, here, have another. Everything that you've done, everything that you have done, every single person that you have killed, everyone, it's all part of a new entertainment experience from WWFU. We have been following you. We've had camera crews every single time that you have committed murder. Every single place that you've been, every illegal act that you have committed, it's all on tape, Jimmy.
My God, you're right. Thinking back to it now, you're right. They've been there the whole time.
All of those murders, all of everything that you have done, all of the gifts that we have provided you, it's all part of a brand new style of television that's sort of a brainchild of mine. I had it in a dream one night. A dream called reality television.
But all of this was a fake. I mean, you're telling me that you set me up to...
But Jimmy, it was so real.
These were all
real.
Staged. But what about all of the victims?
All of the victims
They must surely
died.
Still be alive.
No, Jimmy, I'm afraid they
because
died.
Because you staged the whole thing.
Well, we didn't stage everything. It's called reality television, Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
Reality TV will usher in a new era of television. No one will watch stories anymore.
Well,
soap
fine.
Operas will become a thing of the past.
That's fine.
Sci-fi, horror, genre films,
yeah.
TV movie of the week, all of these things
I see.
Will disappear into the long trail of the past of human history, and the only thing left will be a thing called reality television.
Okay, you know
look
what you
remind... Look into my eyes, Jimmy.
Okay, all right. We've been through this whole look into my eyes
yes,
routine, and you hypnotized me once.
Yes.
And now I've climbed around in your jungle tower. Let me
yes.
tell you, I've been up there. I've seen the dust on those on the top sides of those ceiling fans.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. You remind me of someone who has had a very bad idea.
But, Jimmy, you're a star. And isn't that what you wanted?
I'm a star, but I've been played like a deck of cards, my friend.
But you
I'm dog-eared
this.
And worn out, let me
Jimmy,
tell you.
Jimmy, you wanted this. A famous man that
so
can
those,
walk
those,
amongst the streets
but what am I gonna
and
do with
accolades
myself now?
From the crowd.
The world thinks of me as a murderer.
Oh, Jimmy, but it's television. There's nothing wrong with someone hating a television personality. In fact, it's better for the show. You're the heel. You've played your part very well.
If I'm the heel, then you're the pancreas.
You can't let the show go, can you, Jimmy?
I can't let you go because of what I'm... Oh, God!
I'm so sorry, Jimmy, but just know that it was worth it to usher in the new era of television and that we love you here at WWFU.
What are my ratings?
Well, as soon as it airs next week, I'm sure they'll be through the roof.
So it hasn't aired?
Not yet.
There's still a chance that no one will ever find out what I've done.
Well, the chances are not very likely. We had everyone sign non-disclosure agreements and go through a bunch of legal rigmarole
oh, yeah.
in order to bring you
oh,
to where you are now.
I'm sure you did, and I'll bet all those lawyers answer to you, and I'll bet... All I need to do is follow through with the whole reason that I climbed up here, the whole reason I choked on those coconuts for the past 45 minutes,
to kill
waiting
me?
For you. That's right.
You want to kill me.
That's right, I do.
You can look me directly in my piercing blue eyes and snuff my life out. The man that brought you fame, the man that gave you everything that you ever wanted, the man that went out of his way and sacrificed his entire life to make sure that you are a star. You will kill him.
Okay, I'm going to grab your parrot. I'm gonna knock you out with it.
Oh. Oh, what did I drink? Wait a minute. I'm upside down. And I'm swinging back and forth to and fro.
Good morning, Brentford.
Oh, Jimmy.
Sleep nice? upside down and swinging?
I did not. I have a bit of a headache, and it looks like you've killed my parrot.
Well, I bludgeoned you with your parrot,
and that parrot was $10,000, Jimmy.
That $10,000 you're going to wish that you had eaten. Right now, you've been swinging upside down, and I'm sure you're at the end of your rope, as it were.
I see. You've created some sort of whimsical, upside-down, pit-in-the-pendulum
that's
sort
right.
of thing.
The blade is on the ground, and you are the thing that's swinging back and forth. But here's the catch. Every time you swing back and forth,
yes.
I'm going to let go of the rope a little bit.
Oh.
Just let go of the rope every time, and you get a little bit lower. You feel that?
I'm getting closer to this broken laser disc. It will slice right into my eye and kill me.
I found that piece of broken laser disc in your bedroom.
Jimmy?
What was it doing in there? You got some kind of rolly cart media?
If this is what you need to do to feel okay about your life, then do it. Kill me.
Really?
Kill the only man that ever cared about
you. You cared so deep and hard for me that you wanted to have me surveilled? Well, manipulated into murdering for you.
Jimmy, it was the best.
Do you know how that feels?
It was the best thing. I don't know how it feels, and I expected that you might be upset, but I thought we could work this out.
How'd you get to where you could afford that parrot?
I had to step on the backs of a lot of men to get to where I am.
Were they in my bathroom?
The backs of the men?
No, the camera crew.
Yes, at several points they were.
Did they watch the whole fondue episode after
yes.
the
name? Oh. They watched the whole fondue episode. It was very entertaining.
I'm going to let it go like 6 inches now.
Yeah.
Got to keep you going. I'm going to give you a bit of a shove there for my foot.
Whoa.
See? Yep. Every time you swing back, I'm going to shove you away. Oh. And then you just keep it swinging toward the deadly shard of laser disc.
Okay.
It's going to slash your whole self open.
So this is it, Jimmy. You're going to kill me.
Yeah, I'm going to keep lowering this rope, like I said.
Just know that I did it all for you.
I don't believe you.
Okay, you're right. I did it all for ratings. I did it all for WWFU. I did it to be the most famous broadcaster in all of history. That's right, Jimmy. Kill me. Kill me. Kill me.
All right, I will. I will. Oh, God. Oh, that's in my mouth. Oh. Well, that's over with. Well, so much for $6 million, I gotta get out of here. Oh, God! Oh! I've been shot! Oh, God, I'm bleeding! Who shot me? Who shot me? Oh, this isn't how it's supposed to end.
And that's a wrap on Laugh-A-Gettin'. All right! Everybody enjoying themselves? How about that ending, huh? Jimmy just comes in. He doesn't know who shot him. Everybody's dying. Hey, I just want to give a special thanks to Brenford Lexington Hayes. You know, he believed in this project so much he put his own body on the line. And now he is resting in pieces right over there. You can still see it. All right, so everybody, you know, we're going to exit now. Everybody wants to go. Tell everybody about this new craze. And now we show. Tell your friends. Tell your friends. Tell your friends. Tell your friends.
I'm sorry.
features the voice talents of David Helbaum, Jeff Jimison, Joseph C. Krause, Tom Laverty, Mike McGettigan, and Jeffrey Smiley. If you like what we do, support us on Patreon like our best friends, Dr. Boyfriend and Tom Webb.